NPR's business news starts with charges of pension fraud. A federal grand jury has indicted the former CEO of the California Public Employees Retirement System. NPR's Sonari Glinton has more on the bribery and influence peddling case.
Let's start with the characters. There's CalPERS, or the California Public Employees Retirement System. As pension systems go, you can't get bigger. There's Fred Buenrostro. He's the former head of the pension system. And Alfred Villalobos, a former board member of the fund. The indictment accuses them of unduly using their influence to defraud a giant equity firm of millions of dollars. And here to help us sort this out.
My name's Lori Levinson. I'm a professor of criminal law at Loyola Law School, and I am a former federal prosecutor.
Levinson says the good news about this indictment is that corporate rules force Villalobos and Buenrostro to allegedly forge documents, which is what made it easier for them to get caught. She says the bad news is
they easily did that, and they weren't caught immediately. This goes back to 2008, so then you pause and say, well, are there other situations like this?
Levinson says this alleged fraud should be a wake-up call for other pension systems around the country.
My guess is they're all running back to their books today and trying to figure out, do we have any of these situations? How good is our auditing? How good is our paperwork? Who do we have working for us?
Levinson says cases like this should and do make other pension systems very nervous. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.